You're listening to SBS News.
On the bleak, undulating moors between northern England and Scotland runs one of the most famous pieces of Roman architecture in the world, rising through the mists. The wall was built by the Romans as a fortification against the northern tribes. Hadrian's Wall runs right across England, coast to coast, 73 modern miles, that's 80 Roman miles long, and ranks alongside other Roman marvels closer to the heart of the empire, like the Colosseum or the Pantheon. It's 1900 years old this year, and is known as a treasure trove of Roman artifacts, giving an insight into life on the northern edge of Rome's empire. But archaeologists are in a race against time due to climate change. The peat bogs that preserve so many treasures in their oxygen-poor environment are drying up and shrinking back. The ground is literally sinking. Archaeologist Dr. Andrew Burley is director of excavations at the Wall's Magna site.
At places like Magna, one of the forts on Hadrian's Wall, we're suffering the effects of climate change, particularly in the peat bog environments that preserve most of this site. What's happening is that we're getting periods of dry weather, long dry weather, which is cracking the peat and removing the water from the peat, and it's starting to drop, and it exposes Roman remains when that happens. They start to rise out of the ground, quite literally, and then they can be weathered and damaged.
Once upon a time, the area around the site would have been a bog, vital for the preservation of the artifacts below ground. But now, even after a night of heavy rain, the ground is firm underfoot, and more rain will not necessarily help the drying peat. Instead, heavy downfalls further erode the shrinking peat, washing away topsoil and further exposing the land. Dr. Burley says Hadrian's Wall has never faced such a dangerous threat.
So 1,900 years ago, Hadrian's Wall was built to separate the country and to protect the Roman province of Britain. Well, quite frankly, it's never been under as great a threat as it was then, as it is now today through climate change, where we've got these really sensitive areas of archaeology which are under extreme threat from climate change. Those small temperature changes, which are now increasing to big temperature changes, really have the power to damage the preservation of what's going on here. 99% of Hadrian's Wall has yet to be explored. That's 99% of the monument we've got to protect.
Vindolanda was a Roman auxiliary fort just south of Hadrian's Wall, occupied by the Romans from roughly 85 AD to 370 AD. Archaeologists discovered an entire Roman settlement there, and now visitors can walk along streets once laid nearly 2,000 years ago. It's a special site, and home to many archaeological treasures. Following the wall west, it finally meets the Great Tyne River in the modern city of Newcastle. Bill Griffiths, the head of collections at Tyne and Wear Museums, says as a result of their work on the wall, they've discovered that the Roman Empire was not just massive, it was also very multicultural.
You had troops from all over the Roman Empire garrisoning the forts here. There was a unit from North Africa at the far end of the fort. Here we had Belgians, there are Syrians, there are Romanians, and I think that's fascinating to people to think, you know, you had that multicultural society all those years ago as well.
To celebrate its 1900th birthday, organisers are putting on the HW 1900 Festival, which hands back the wall to local people and allows them to celebrate it in any manner they see fit. There's been a great response to the call-out, and dance troupes, artists and historians have all come forward to volunteer their own commemorations. Maddie Morm is the coordinating producer for the HW 1900 Festival.
So we put a public call-out to people to be part of Hadrian's Wall 1900 Festival. And we've received over 250 activities proposed to us, which is absolutely amazing and really surprising that there's so many people that want to celebrate 1900 years of history and that have so many different ways that they want to celebrate that in.
One man is planning to dress as the Emperor Hadrian and take a Roman bath in each of the surviving bathhouses along the length of the wall. 1900 years is an impressive anniversary for any monument to be celebrating, but for now, all thoughts are on the future of the wall as it faces its toughest challenge to date. Beneath the moorland soils potentially lie some of the most unique treasures of the Roman period, but it is now for archaeologists to recover the best they can in a race against climate change. Alan Lee, SBS News.